Listening Library presents The Problem with the Puddles by Kate Pfeiffer. Read for you by Hallie Pfeiffer. Chapter 1. Rain Falls on the Puddles. Monday morning, August 31st. A cloud hovers over the puddles. Every day, clouds zipped across the sky until they got to the puddle property. No one knew why. All anyone knew was that when a cloud did get to the puddle's house, it stopped. It took time out of its busy schedule to hang out for a while and practice its shape-making. It was as if the cloud suddenly forgot it was heading to a hurricane in Florida or an important blizzard in Canada. Perhaps it knew a family named Puddle lived below. Or perhaps, as Baby Puddle believed, there was a big sign in the sky above their house that said, "Stop for Puddles." On this particular morning, on the last day of August, under a dog-shaped cloud, the Puddles dashed back and forth between their station wagon and the house. Baby Puddle loaded a backpack, a suitcase, 3 board games, her roller skates, her favorite stuffed dog named Snore, and 12 cans of dog food into the car. Tom Puddle carried his backpack, a suitcase, his records, a record player, his oldest stuffed bear named Bert, and a baseball bat out to the station wagon. Mr. Puddle returned to the house for just one more thing, 22 times, and Mrs. Puddle crammed books into every empty space she could find. At first, the Puddle's 2 dogs traipsed behind, back and forth, from house to car to house to car to house to car to house to car. Then they wised up, sat down in the grass, and watched the...